This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve reported yesterday that while credit card borrowing fell in August, consumers borrowed more via car loans and student loans, driving borrowing up overall. The burden of student loans on young people aged 20 through 29 is much heavier than it was for that age group a decade ago. And student loans are also something older Americans, age 60 and above, have to worry about. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Charlie Wise with TransUnion looks at what's called the consumer loan wallet, how debt shakes out.
Certainly that student loan piece is a much, much larger share of that overall wallet. In fact, it's nearly tripled between 2005 and 2014.
On average, a 20-something today has about $25,000 in student loan debt. That's up $10,000 from 2005. Older borrowers are also carrying more student loan debt, in part because they co-signed loans with kids and grandkids. What's down are mortgages as a percentage of young Americans' debt.
If you were to look at that as a graphic, a bar chart, you would essentially see that the decline in mortgage is almost exactly matched by the increase in that student loan piece.
There are several reasons for that. Brent Ambrose is a professor of risk management at Penn State.
Lenders have been tightening underwriting standards, so it's more difficult to get a mortgage now.
Today's 20-somethings may have learned a thing or two from the downturn. Less of their debt is credit card debt. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.